playwright Koch is writing a stage play of the radio version, set to open on Broadway next season. Bob Young, NBC News.
It's 29 minutes after the hour, and at the top of the news, the latest Harris poll shows President Ford has pulled within 1 point of Jimmy Carter. Carter took his campaign to St. Louis Friday, and his news secretary released a document showing Carter leading President Ford by 34 electoral votes. Congressman Jack Brooks charges government officials have duplicated some of former President Nixon's tapes, which are controlled by court order, but the White House says the copies were requested by Nixon. The Ford Motor Company says its strike kept the firm's net profits in the third quarter of this year to $42 million, the worst third quarter showing since Ford's last coast-to-coast walkout 9 years ago. Officials say Secretary of State Kissinger delivered a protest to Soviet Ambassador Dobrynin Friday over recent Soviet harassment of Jews, but a spokesman for the Soviet embassy says Kissinger never made any protest. All news, all day, every day. This is your news and information service. I'm Dick Collins.
At 4:30, it's cloudy and 44 degrees. Good morning. This is Jerry Leitzel, WNNS FM News. The hour's top stories. A report says all Jefferson County schools except one have now complied with the federal court order for racial balance. Swine flu vaccinations will be available this weekend at 10 locations here in Jefferson County. And the Courier-Journal says the governor may soon announce his plans for construction of a performing arts center in downtown Louisville. Details after this.
We don't expect much from handicapped children. We don't expect them to learn much. Sometimes we don't even expect them to go to school or learn to do things that will help them get along when they grow up. But handicapped children are pretty much like other children. If you don't expect much, they won't do much. If you expect more, they can do more. Most handicapped children can learn and do much more than most of us realize if we expect enough and if they get the special education they need. In this country, every handicapped child has the right to special education, whether his parents are rich or poor. If you have a child with a handicap, any kind of handicap, we have free information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013.
A public service message from this station and the United States Office of Education.
All Jefferson County schools except one have complied with the federal court order for racial balance. This, according to a report filed by the school system. Only Brandeis Elementary falls outside racial guidelines, according to that report. Compliance means there is little chance the busing order will need to be changed next year. Swine flu vaccinations will be available this weekend at 10 locations here in Jefferson County. Details from Robin Hughes.
The clinics will be for all persons 18 and over and for chronically ill young people ages 3 through 17. On both Saturday and Sunday, the clinics will be open from 12 till 6 at these schools. Shawnee, Dawes, Stewart, Eastern, Moore, Atherton, and Butler High Schools, Lincoln and Shyrock Elementary Schools, and Parkland Middle School. Health officials are hopeful that more people come to the clinics this week since the vaccine has been proven safe. No serious reactions to the vaccine have been reported, officials say, just a few cases of nausea, headaches, and muscle aches. This is Robin Hughes.
The Courier-Journal says the governor may soon announce his plans for construction of a performing arts center in downtown Louisville. The newspaper this morning reports that Governor Carroll may use at least $15 million state dollars for the project and will not require local matching funds. State Corrections Commissioner David Bland says he will ask Governor Carroll to request additional funds for the state prison at Eddyville from the upcoming special legislative session. The prison superintendent says his facility needs another $200,000 just to keep operating this fiscal year. Superintendent Donald Bordenkircher cited critical shortages of medicine, clothing, and food. The Allied Chemical Company has been fined more than $125,000 for violating anti-pollution laws at its Ashland plant. A federal court order provides for additional fines of up to $800,000 for continued violations. Tonight you can sleep for one extra hour. That's because this will be the night to turn your clock back 1 hour. Kentuckians and Indiana residents of Floyd, Clark, and Harrison counties will go to standard time at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. So set your clock back an hour before going to bed tonight. At about 8 o'clock this morning, a passenger train will pull out of Louisville's Union Station for the very last time. The story from Mark Pfeiffer.
The Amtrak passenger train Floridian will continue to stop in Louisville, but instead of at Union Station, it will stop at the auto train terminal on National Turnpike. The Floridian runs between Chicago and Florida and will continue to make two stops daily at the auto train terminal. Gary Posey, chief ticket clerk for Amtrak in Louisville, runs down the new time schedule.
The train from Florida will arrive Louisville 12:40 in the afternoon, departing 12:55, going to Chicago. From Chicago, it will arrive at 6:55 in the evening, departing for 7:15 for Florida.
It's the last day Union Station will see a passenger train. Built in 1891, the structure was once the focal point of travel for nearly everyone, reaching its zenith in the mid-20s. The structure at 11th and Broadway will soon become the headquarters for the Transit Authority of River City. This is Mark Pfeiffer.
Lester Maddox's running mate on the American Party ticket will campaign today in Louisville. Vice presidential candidate William Dyke is scheduled to hold a news conference this morning at Maddox headquarters and to campaign in shopping centers this afternoon. The time is exactly 25 minutes before 5.
Bob Johnson started going to political conventions 20 years ago when the Democrats nominated Stevenson to run against Eisenhower. He's been covering Kentucky politics more than 12 years, and you can hear him on WNNS. Experience is the only thing that gives a reporter the ability to tell the facts behind the headlines.
But it was clear they feel that the tide of conservatism is running with them, that by defeating ERA, they are blocking the courts and possibly society from social changes they feel damaging. When the final vote was taken, a combination of predominantly rural legislators had overcome the largely urban pro-ERA forces. The resolution to rescind...
Bob Johnson is at home, whether he's covering a meeting of the Board of Education, a session of the state legislature, or a political convention.
There are still divisions. Wallace delegates are not happy, and they talk wistfully of Reagan in the fall. Jerry Brown's partisans continue to push his candidacy. Carter's choice of a vice presidential running.
There's an election every 6 months in Kentucky. At WNNS, we're on our toes when it comes to politics, and Bob Johnson is one of the major reasons why.
WNNS-FM National Weather Service radar is showing rain over much of western Kentucky. The Louisville Metro forecast rain likely this morning through tonight. The high today around 55 degrees, the low tonight around 43. At this hour in Lexington, cloudy and 44 degrees, and at 24 minutes before 5 o'clock in Louisville, cloudy and 44. This is Jerry Leitzel.
This is Dick Culp with your news and information service. Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's government announces there will be no elections in India for at least another year. India's law minister claims that the disruptive forces which Mrs. Gandhi says led her to proclaim a national emergency on June 26th of 1975 have not been subdued, remain a threat to India's national security. The comments suggest New Delhi has no immediate plans to lift the emergency or restore civil liberties and press freedom in India.